Let us pray the congregational prayer. It's on the bulletin. Wrap us in the arms of your love, Holy One, for we need to feel your healing touch. As we gather to worship you this day, humble our hearts, teach us patience, and touch us with kindness. Open our eyes that we may see ourselves as you see us. Open our hearts to your spirit of gentleness, that our words may be true and our love may be pure. Bind us in a love that does not fail or fade, that we may bear all things, believe all things, and hopes all things in your love, which never ends. Amen. Would you pray with me? Gracious God, thank you for your provision and protection over us. We are here to worship you with our whole hearts and minds. O God, we praise your name. You are our Lord, our merciful Father, Redeemer, and Healer. Lord, too often we are like loud clanging cymbals or empty promises. We say we want to do things, but we back away, because we think things will be too tough for us. We sometimes don't believe that you will be with us, guiding, healing, and strengthening us for service. Teach us again the great message of hope. Let us know that you are with us through this challenging time. Lord, the whole world is still struggling with the pandemic. Please help those who are suffering from the virus recover well. We lift up little children who cannot be vaccinated, as well as those who cannot be vaccinated because of their medical condition. Protect them from the virus. We fervently pray for halting the spread of the virus across the world as quickly as possible. We pray for all the doctors, nurses, aides, therapists, administrators, and leaders who are battling this unprecedented virus. We also pray for the members of the Centenary Church. Watch over them and help them to stay safe and protect them from virus and any sicknesses at all. We lift up those who need your constant healing touch: Ann Harper, Carl Howell, Marge Wilson, Deborah Freeman, Alan Godel, Phyllis Murphy, Lorraine Massey, Wick Hopper, Fred and Faye Gillespie, and Dee Bryant. We pray all these prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.